My goodness, you've been so very helpful with your great wisdom. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast, and we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Do you find the week between Christmas and New Year's to be sort of, gray? Kind of like a waiting room? You know, nothing much happening? Just sort of flying in a holding pattern. Well, maybe it's just me. Well, hey, did you know that there are nearly 3,000 podcast episodes over at lifespringmedia.com? There's music, there's interviews, the stories behind some of the old hymns. Take a look at lifespringmedia.com. And this is Poetry Thursday. Today, our reading will be Job 25 and 26, and I'm calling the episode, You Have No Idea. Now, before we read, let's pray. Our Father, we love you, and we thank you so much for your word. Father, you know that I love the book of Job because of what it teaches us about when life is hard, it isn't necessarily because we've done something wrong. Father, as we read, I pray that you'll teach us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, Dominion and awesome might belong to God. He establishes peace in his heights. Can his armies be numbered? On whom does his light not rise? How can a human being be righteous before God? How can one born of a woman be pure? Even if the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure as far as he is concerned, how much less a mortal man, who is but a maggot, a son of man, who is only a worm. Job chapter 26. Then Job replied, How you have helped the powerless! How you have saved the person who has no strength! How you have advised the one without wisdom, and abundantly revealed your insight! To whom did you utter these words, and whose spirit has come forth from your mouth? The dead tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. The underworld is naked before God. The place of destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth on nothing. He locks the waters in his clouds, and the clouds do not burst with the weight of them. He conceals the face of the full moon, shrouding it with his clouds. He marks out the horizon on the surface of the waters as a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens tremble and are amazed at his rebuke. By his power he stills the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab the great sea monster to pieces. By his breath the skies became fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are but the outer fringes of his ways. How faint is the whisper we hear of him! But who can understand the thunder of his power?
In Job 25 today, Bildad compared the awesome power of God to the unlikeliness of a human being righteous before him. I think he has that notion because he, like most people of that time, was basing a person's righteousness on works. But Job, even though by God's own words to Satan in chapter 1 was, quote, a pure and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil, unquote, was a man of deep faith in God. I believe that it was because of Job's faith that God was so pleased with him. And then in chapter 26, Job begins with a sarcastic response to Bildad's description of God's might. He said, My goodness, you've been so very helpful with your great wisdom. That's my translation. And then he goes on with an eloquent soliloquy of just a few of God's great powers and wraps it up with saying, These are the least of his ways. Again, my translation. Continuing, Job says, Having said all this, we have only a faint idea of who he is. But who can grasp the enormity of his power? I think Job was saying, Bildad, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't understand God, so who are you to tell me that God is doing these things to me? I think, understandably, Job is quite testy with his friends at this point. We have just a few more chapters in the book of Job, and we're really building to a great crescendo. I hope you hang around with me. You can't really blame Job, can you? I'd love to know your thoughts. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. And you can even email me if you like at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I do read every comment, and there's a good chance I'll play your audio comment or read your comment right here on the show. Tomorrow, being Friday, is Prophecy Friday. We'll begin the book of Jeremiah with chapters 1 through 6. Today, Kirsty came in with her monthly $20 donation, making her our associate producer today. Thank you very much, Kirsty, for all you do, and God bless you. And LifeSpring Family Berean Brother Paul of Seattle came in with a $33.33 donation with this note, "To celebrate your anniversary," with a smiley face. Well, Brother Paul, from the lovely Lady Leanne and me, thank you very much, and God bless you. This is the Value for Value podcast, and if you're happy that there's a new episode for you every single day of the week, if you're thankful that at the end of the season we will have read the entire Bible together, please pray about how you can give back, either with time, talent, or treasure. To learn more and to make a donation, go to
LifespringMedia.com/support.
I'll thank you, and I believe God will bless you. Our next time of prayer will be Sunday, which will be the first day of 2023, and now would be a great time to give thanks to God for what He's done in your life in 2022 and pray for the new year. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and send me your praises for 2022 and your prayers for 2023. This Sunday can be a great time of rejoicing in prayer, but you got to go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and let me know what's on your heart. Or even better would be to call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. Come on, let's make the Sunday prayer time the best we've ever had on the show. Prayer.lifespringmedia.com. My thanks to the team, Kirsty, Denise, Michael Hainer, and Scott Snyder. You guys are an integral part of the show. Thank you so much for your donations of time, talent, and treasure. God bless you guys. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm so glad we were together today. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.